All right, wait a second or two. And then, hey, Brandon. I didn't realize this was on two, so I heard it twice.
What the heck?
Not showing up on your Twitch.
What?
She has to finish posting on her Snapchat. Why isn't it not showing here? It should be.
It's right here.
Yeah, it should be. It should be showing right here, though.
Are you in, like, an edit mode? Because they're all shaking.
Yeah. Alright, that's more like it.
I'm gonna change our profile picture at some point.
Why?
Because I'm like that
Mike
one.
Wazowski in it?
That too.
Alright, well, welcome to the first Logan Squirt podcast.
Kind of.
Kinda, yeah. Our first actual Logan Squirt podcast.
You need to scoot away from the camera.
You need to scoot closer to the camera.
Because look at how freaking
my
tiny.
Mic doesn't reach this far.
Look how small I look.
Did you boost up the chair?
I don't know if it can.
Stand up.
Try it while I'm in it.
Yeah, I probably will. Okay. There you go.
Oh, that's better.
There's a little lever. You pull that up.
That's a little bit better.
So, all right. Yeah, well,
hello,
I was making
and
a
welcome
joke.
To the green room.
I was making a joke because we had a podcast before during COVID, and it was about fast food chains, and you can easily Google it and find it, but you shouldn't because it sucks.
It was really bad. All
right,
and
so what's
off to a similar start. So should we just, like, I guess we can tell, like, what this is gonna be about.
Yeah, and Brandon's showing up soon. He promised.
You already talked to him?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if he's exactly our target audience. I guess anybody is our target audience. But...
We want you, Brandon. All right, what's the topic for today?
Today's topic is just our story and who Logan Squirt is as a couple. But this podcast mainly, this podcast is mainly just going to be about, like, being a young Christian married couple in 2023. We have a few friends that are, like, in the same boat as us, I guess, but I just feel like I was telling Logan the one day how I just feel like we don't have, like, nobody really talks about the struggles. People just tell you, like, when you're young, oh, don't get married. We got a lot of people telling us not to get married when we were young, and I think people say that, but they don't have, like, things to back it up. So not necessarily saying, like, this is why you shouldn't get married young, but these are the things, some of the things you have to deal with if you do get married young. Kind of. Does that make sense?
I wasn't listening. I was kidding. But
number one, your married, husband doesn't listen.
Some of the young married couple friends that we have might make an appearance later on.
Yes.
I'm going to boost my microphone.
Am I loud enough back here?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to move them up, just in case. We sometimes get, like, more and more quiet as it goes on.
Well, at least there's no music to compete with. Okay, so we just have, like, a few questions, and obviously, like, if anybody has questions that they want to ask, they can put them in the chat.
Yeah,
but like
we'll
I said,
try to get to them by the end of the episode.
Yeah. We're hoping to go, like, a half hour
yeah.
to an hour, sorry.
No, I finished each other's sandwiches.
Like I said, today's episode is mostly just going to be, like, kind of getting to know us, who we are. So we just have a few questions that I kind of came up with. And
how's this going to work? Are we going to, like, alternate?
answering the question, or are you just gonna both answer the question?
We can both answer and just, like, give, like, well, you can start if you want, because I've been talking a lot already. How'd you
I don't know.
I can fill in the gaps that you don't say or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so question one, where slash how did we meet?
You want the long answer. Okay. High school.
That's the long answer. I'm kidding.
So, my dad, stepdad, was the theater director at the high school, you know? And I knew a little bit about Logan just because we were both in the same grade and we were both named Logan. But I didn't really, like, meet her until my senior year when my stepdad convinced me to do theater and she was really big into theater. So we kind of met during the fall play, but she doesn't remember any of the times I talked to her. So in her mind, we met during the musical, which was like, what, springtime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we met in the fall, but she thinks it was the springtime.
We met in like sixth grade.
I don't think we ever talked in sixth grade.
We were always just like the two Logans.
Yeah, I can't think of like one time. Like I remember moments of you from sixth grade, but not like times we talked.
Yeah, I thought he was gay. I didn't know he was a Christian at first, and
all great things.
The clearest memory that I have of Logan, like, before we ever started talking, like, a long time ago, was in sixth grade. My cousin, she was in theater at the high school, and she was like, oh, why don't you date the theater director's stepson? And I was like, don't tell the theater director, but I'm pretty sure that his stepson is gay.
Which is funny, because, like, John would be, like, the one that's accepting of that, you know? Like, my mom mm-hmm. would be more upset about it than John would. John would praise that. And, like, don't tell John.
Yeah, as the theater director. But he's not gay. Or he's really good at hiding it. I don't know. But
Brandon, stop looking at me.
But we were both like seniors that were Christians in high school theater, which you didn't come across much.
Yeah.
At a public school, so.
And I'd Snapchatter like every single day, and then she would be like, "I have a boyfriend."
I started to realize like we both kept looking for reasons to like swipe up on each other's stories just so we could talk to each other. But like we wouldn't actually just like strike up a random conversation over text or anything because we were too nervous.
Yeah.
And then we went to prom together.
Yeah. And I wore my prom suit to get married. Kinda. I alternated it. I altered it.
Well, yeah. But yeah, that's how we met. Where we met, high school. We're high school sweethearts, kind of. Yeah. End of high school.
I mean, we did, like, want to date pretty early, and then we had to wait till the musical was over, and then...
Yeah, we talked for about, like, 3 months, I think, or 2 months.
Because, like, Shrek was up here, and I was down here. So, it's actually the reason.
Okay. Who said I love you first? That's not true. Yeah, I did.
She said, wasn't it at my grandma's log cabin?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's where you got the hint that you thought I was going to say it.
Yeah, it was in your driveway. Your mom's driveway.
My mommy.
Yeah, I said it first.
Good for you.
No, he did not say it back right away.
I kissed you first, though. Prom night. I kissed your cheek. So, mine's better.
When slash how did he propose?
I proposed twice.
That's true.
The first time was just kind of like a... I like to tell people it was like a family proposal. Like something that like only our families knew. It was like... Because we proposed, but we didn't tell anyone. It was like a a thing that we just kind of like, we're like, oh yeah, we're engaged, but we didn't go around telling everyone like, hey, we're engaged. And the second time we like posted it. I mean, yeah. We told our close friends and stuff.
I told everyone. And I posted the first time. After like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but still, like, when someone gets engaged, they have like photos and stuff they post right away. Ours was kind of like, I mean, no one in my family really knew except for like the family that I lived with. Mm-hmm. And then my closest friends. And then the second time was at Disney on the Carousel of Progress, the best Disney ride there is. Right after the show was done, and I proposed with a pumpkin and a ring. It was like a pumpkin that you opened.
It was really cute.
I like pumpkins. The first proposal was just like a proposal. Second proposal was like what I wanted for a proposal. Like if anyone were ever to propose to me, that's how I wanted them to do
it. Well, you still have to share like the first one's story.
The first one's story, to most people, it's like, that was lame. You should have been on horseback and did a backflip off the horse and then did the splits and then proposed. But it was like, I was in my Jeep and we got done with a haunted hayride and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sing this song called Love is an Open Door. And the very end of it, he says, can I say something crazy? Will you marry me? So I pulled out the ring and she was like, hell no.
That's not true either. I'm pretty sure I said, like, the most, like, embarrassing response ever.
Probably, yeah.
Because as soon as I said it, I was like, that was basic. But I was like, yes, 1,000 times yes. But I was so excited. I kind of knew it was coming. He was, like, super nervous the entire day, and it was kind of cute.
I was mainly nervous about the singing part. Because she even said, like, years afterwards, she's like, yeah, your singing sucked.
That's not true. His singing doesn't suck. He has such a good voice.
You've told so many people, like, yeah, he did not sing that song very well.
It made the video funnier. It was, or the moment funnier. But
it's fine. I mean, I'm not a good singer. I'm not trying to be a good singer. I've never really cared about singing. It was just funny. I was like, yeah, I proposed by singing. Yeah, singing sucked.
No, it was cute. How did you choose a wedding date?
We put that one on there on purpose.
Obviously. Well, it's a cool story.
We were going to the library.
Go on, continue.
We're going to the library, and I said something like, why don't we just get married right now? We kind of sat there and considered it a little bit. And I went in to the library. And when I came back out, Logan was like, you know what's weird? Or no, she was like, take out your calendar and go to like October of this year. And I'm like, okay. So I flip over October. Then on October 9th, it says, my wedding day. And I was like, that's weird. And she was like, she like shows me her phone. She's like, it says my wedding day. And like 2021 was never an option for us at all because we had to wait until after college. And we knew that right away. It was like, if I propose now, we're going to wait till after college is done, then we'll get married. So it was just weird that it was in both of our calendars when 2021 was never a date we ever considered. So we're like, all right, there we go. October 9th, 2021.
Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Yeah. And Brian was there.
No, he wasn't.
At our wedding?
He was at our wedding.
Yeah. As I said, October 9th, 2021.
So, Logan said, like, October 9th, like, 2021 wasn't an option at all. So, the reason that wasn't an option was because we were still in college and we were going into our junior year of college at that time. So, like, we were planning a wedding. I think our wedding was, like, a week before my midterms. Like, the weekend before my midterms. So the next question is, what was it like planning a wedding while being full-time college students? I'll let you answer that first, because your answer will probably be shorter.
It was awful. Nothing's more stressful than wedding planning.
Okay. Not the answer I would have expected.
You would think I'd be like, oh, it was awesome. I loved planning out what we were going to eat, what we were going to go, how much money we were going to spend, what people we should put at which table, which you end up doing because I was too stressed about it.
The reason I wouldn't expect you to say is because you hardly did anything in the planning process. I had to, like, have meetings with our moms.
To be fair, I had a job as well.
And our moms would be arguing, and Logan would be sitting there playing his Switch.
Yeah. I was playing Zelda Age of Calamity, I believe.
Wedding, I don't know. Wedding planning, it is what you make it. And we knew we were doing a wedding on a budget because we were college students. We were young and just like,
and only one of it us wasn't, had a job.
And it wasn't about the...
We didn't have lots of money at all.
It wasn't about the...
The price of the wedding. Day. It was about the...
Yeah, it was about, like, beginning a marriage, not about throwing a huge party, more so. So we... I feel like our wedding planning... No. It's almost empty. And it tastes kind of gross.
I know, I'm gonna go get a drink. You continue that thought. I'm gonna go...
But...
Get water.
I think that our wedding planning could have been a lot more stressful if we had wanted, like, a big, huge, extravagant party or something, but we really didn't. We were pretty open about doing whatever we wanted with our wedding planning, and it was a fall theme because we both love fall, and we seriously lucked out because our ceremony venue, which was our church that we go to, ended up being extremely cheap because the woman who coordinated, who like takes the money, she was like, this is my last time doing a wedding, so she kind of did it like as a gift to us, and all we ended up paying was like the down payment. And then our venue, we talked to the people, and my grandpa ended up like getting it for free because my grandpa knows a lot of people there at that venue. Our food was paid for, I think, by my parents. Like, everything was just, like, it was a huge blessing. My dress, which I recently heard someone spent $4,000 on their wedding dress, which, like, if that's you, whatever. That's a lot of money, but it's all you.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me. But
what was that claiming?
My wedding dress cost me $0 because I work with a theater company, and the dress got donated to them, and then they brought it down to my size. So my dress was $0, and it was exactly what I wanted in my wedding dress. It was gorgeous. It had, like, the tiny buttons on the back, which I wanted. So many things were just, like, given to us, which was a major blessing and definitely not something we ever expected. So, like, overall, with the wedding that, like, so many people were like, oh my gosh, the food was so amazing. We had our bridal party bring the desserts, so there was, like, a bunch of, like, a variety of desserts. And so many people were like, that was, like, one of the best weddings I've been to. And we spent under $500 on it. Yeah. So
I like that most people's, like, wedding gift to us was paying for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just made it so much easier for us. It was just like, hey, I'll cover the food, and I'll get the venue for you, and I'll do this.
Yeah. And Logan's papa did the ceremony, which was, like, super special to Logan, and that was really nice. It was just, like, the planning would have been a lot worse if we weren't, like, if we didn't have the community of people that we have.
Even granted, moving, too.
Yeah, but, like, granted, that community of people did make things harder. Our moms. I love them both. Our moms together are a force to be reckoned with. Especially when they plan things about
without
our wedding,
our knowledge.
Without us knowing. But that's a whole other story. So yeah, long story short, could have been a lot more stressful, but it really was not that bad. Okay, next question. How old were you when you got married?
21.
20. I couldn't even drink.
But it was like a month away from your birthday. And you did drink.
I had a White Claw.
And like half of a White Claw, too.
Yeah. Weird. I didn't. I had a White Claw and realized I don't like White Claws.
I had shots of rum with like everyone. Like all my groomsmen and some, like Matthew Dickerson.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, you want a shot of rum? And Brandon brought like my favorite pictures from the wedding are like Brandon giving me a little thing and he like
is
we like
drinking
we
it.
Like clink it, we drink, and the next picture is me like
and Brandon's still going. Drinking. So funny. So yeah, he was 21, I was 20. Did you get any backlash about getting married young?
Yeah, all the time. We still do. I'll be at school and someone will be like, you're married already? We have your whole rest of your life. I'm like, yeah, and I want to share that with someone. I don't want to just be like, I'll get married one day when I'm 80.
And, you know, I think that's something that's not really talked about with, like, this question of getting backlash about getting married young is people don't get that the backlash isn't just things that are said to your face. It's not just the, you know, like, I had someone, like, a family member, like, openly posting things about how, like, on social media about how we shouldn't be getting married so young and we should wait until we're out of college. And I had family members telling my parents, you know, I can't believe they're getting married because they should really wait until they graduate. Otherwise, they're not going to. I just graduated in May. He's working on it, but he hasn't dropped out, so.
Yeah. I'm, like, but 6 classes away from graduating. It just takes 3 semesters.
But I think that the thing that's not talked about is the backlash you get from people who say they're supportive, but they clearly aren't. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty intuitive of people and, like, what they're thinking. So there were some people who, when I told them, like, yeah, I'm engaged, or, like, at 19 years old was when we got engaged, or what, 18? Yeah, it was 18 when we got engaged. Yeah.
That one is more understandable, excuse me, just because I feel like we only knew each other for, like, 6 months. I mean, we knew each other for a lot longer than that because we were talking for a lot longer, but we did get engaged at 6 months, which is pretty crazy, but we couldn't get married. I mean, at that time, we couldn't get married for 4 years, and everyone was like, you're getting married too soon. We're like, it's 4 whole years.
Yeah.
And then it became just two years. But still, like, 2 years is a good amount of time.
Yeah. And I just feel like there were a lot of people who, when we told them, even when we told them, like, oh, yeah, we moved our wedding date up and we're getting married in October, they were like, oh, congratulations. And it's like, okay, I can tell that you're not actually happy for me, and that's almost worse. Like, come on, just say it. But we got a lot of, like, people talking behind our backs, for sure. We got a lot of family members being upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like, if you're a young person who wants to get married young and, like, you think you've found the one, like, if you are so positive and if God is at the center of your relationship, our thing was, like, people would always say, but you have your whole life ahead of you to, like, experience things. And it's like, that's the point. I want to experience things with him. I don't want to go another day of living without him by my side, you know? And that was the whole thing. And I never got why people said, like, you should wait. Cause it's like, why would I wait to start something so awesome and exciting? Were you going to say something?
No, I just realized that it should be the bot I put in place should have gone off by now. I'm just going to check on that real quick. Keep on talking.
But yeah, I think that we definitely got backlash, and I think it's really common for young couples to get backlash, and I don't think that young couples should let it discourage them, because it's exciting, and as long as you're ready to begin the journey of a marriage and not just throw a party for all your friends to celebrate getting married, you know, because that was another thing, was reading that post, it was like, y'all are ready for a wedding, but not a marriage. And that's another thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the last question that I have.
But we're also doing good on time. I mean, we planned 30 minutes, and it's been 24.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we have time for questions if anyone wants to ask anything. Ask them now, and then we'll scroll through and
oh, wait, that was... That
it could be off-topic, it could be on-topic.
Anything.
Yeah. If it's off-topic, we might save it for another time, but, I mean, we'll try to answer everything.
That was my last question.
What? Oh, that was?
Yeah, so we're, like... I was gonna say we'll be back next Monday night.
Yeah, and what's the topic for tomorrow? Or next Monday? Next week?
Next week's topic is... our lives. Separate.
Oh, yeah.
Premarital.
Yeah. Living. So today was just, here's how we met, here's this, and then it's going to be, here's life before the other person.
Which, gosh.
And the fun thing is, we don't have to do a life after the other person because you guys are following along with that, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I want this to be like. There's a lot of things that people can look back on and say, like, oh, I wish I had done this right. I wish I had done this right. But we kind of want to go through it with people. And, yeah, that's what's important to us is finding other people who are in, like, the same season of their life as us. And just kind of having that community of people and knowing you're not the only one who worries about money at this stage in your life. You're not the only one who has fights about family members or who has had a fight about this or that. Or
family members post about them on Facebook or...
Right. Like, trust me, if we've seen quite a few things in our first 2 years of marriage, yeah. Almost 2 years. And I think one of our episodes coming up, maybe like the fourth or fifth episode.
We plan it all out. We're kind of cool like that.
That's careers. That's conflict.
Episode. Yeah, we're going to fight for you guys during one episode. It's going to be awesome.
I think episode 5 is going to be about the first year of marriage. Yeah. Our first year of marriage.
There should be a lot to say, I feel like.
Yeah. Or not a lot at all. It was not all... Sunshine and rainbows. Our first year of marriage, yeah. For sure.
I tell people all the time that the semester that I got married was the same semester I moved twice. Mm-hmm. And all the stuff I had to work on for school and all that, it was just so stressful.
Yeah, when we got into our apartment, when we got married, we moved into an apartment in a very small town, and I had never moved before in my life, so that was a very big adjustment for me.
Yeah,
moving out of my childhood home.
Which kind of feeds into next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at us.
But yeah, we'll talk about the first year of marriage. That's episode 5, though. A little sneak peek into episode 5. I ended the year super depressed, our first year of marriage, and so did you.
Yeah.
So. But hey, look at us now. It gets better. And I'm sure it'll get bad again at some point, because
that's how life is.
Life's full of ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, yes, we will be back next week around 6 or 6:30 for a bit of our life story, and I promise that it's not always going to be me, 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 us, us, us. We want to get more into, here's what it's like being a young married Christian couple. Mm-hmm. But right now, I just kind of want to let people know, like, who we are and why we're doing this.
And for those who are watching on Twitch or YouTube, we can get a better backdrop. For those listening on, like, any kind of podcast thing, we are literally in our bedroom right now at my office, which is in the corner of a bedroom. So it's not the most, like... eye-pleasing thing in the world.
Well, yeah, that's another exciting thing is we might be getting another apartment.
So. Oh, yeah. That would be really nice.
Yeah, there's lots of exciting things when it comes to marriage. I could have my own studio.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be a huge upgrade.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you next week. And just keep following along and we'll hopefully reach someone.
Yeah, Twitch... .tv/ Logan_squared_podcast. because we couldn't get the licensing for Logan Squared. But YouTube is Logan Squared.
Yes.
And then I believe the podcast should be Logan Squared as well.
We're Logan Squared because both of us are named Logan.
Yeah.
By the way.
Stop squeaking, chair.
Okay. We'll see you next week with our Twizzler bites.
Bye-bye. That was awful.